So in continuation of really explaining what's going on, the flesh creatures, the natural man, he's trying to bring unity in the natural. And the natural is divided. You can't bring unity. So that's why they're trying to say man and woman are the same. A man is a woman is a man, all that foolishness. Because they're trying to mimic what happens in heaven. Because they asked Jesus, they said, is there marriage in heaven? He said, there's no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven. You're like the angels. You're not, there's no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven. You're one with Christ. You're one with God. Jesus is God. There's no female angels. There's no baby angels. You know, these people, there's no doggy heaven. You know, if you want to go by your emotions, go ahead. But your dog's not going to heaven. The beast, Ecclesiastes says the soul of the beast goes down. You already know it. Are there any bugs in heaven? Are there any crickets in heaven? No. The earth plane, what are the bugs and the crickets anyway? You're bugging me. You got a crick in your neck. What is that? That's the horror show of the cross. What happened at the cross is a horror show. You're bugging me. That's the old nature of man. Gets on your old flesh mind, gets on your nerves, doesn't it? You're bugging out. He's bugging out. She's bugging out. Going back to their old nature. The natural plane. So what they're trying to do is, the Gnostics and all that, they're trying to bring in a male / female antichrist, AI, flesh-minded, beast, computer, creature, holographic. Eventually, I think the second beast will be a hologram, but the first beast dies and raises again or something like that. I forget now exactly how it goes, but there's two beasts. One dies and one points back to the other one, or forward to the other one. And so the two beasts in Revelation, any king or leader that rises up is called a horn. You got the little horn, and there's seven horns. And what does that mean? To rise up, to project up out of 3D, to rule this thing. Because you have some inside knowledge to actually affect the 3D. When you rise up into the 5D, while you're still in the 3D, you have some inside knowledge that other people don't have. You learn how to manage and rule and do stuff that other people don't know how to do. Because you're looking at it from a 5D. It's a projection into 5D. It's a projection. The little horn, the big horn, the seven horns. The word horn goes back to project. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic. But when you rise up above 3D, it's a projection out of this place. That's why a tree is projecting out of the earth plane, right? That's why a doorknob projects away from the door plane so that you can turn it and open the door. It's a projection so you have something to grab hold of, so you can go through the door. When the man and woman get together, there's a projection to connect the two. They have to be able to be connected. There's a rising. So when you rise up towards God, there has to be some kind of projection. That's the Holy Spirit, Christ in you. That's the projection into the 5D, the spirit realm. In the 3D, you ain't got nothing. I was talking like this and still married, she'd run out the door screaming. If I was in church, they'd kick me out. They don't want the truth, because the truth is so simple and so clear and so obvious, and it rebukes them, and it takes their old flesh mind and rebukes it to the hilt, and they have to admit that they're wrong. They've been believing lies their whole life, and they don't want to admit it. And not only that, if they start to believe it and speak it, all their friends will ostracize them. They will be ostracized. They won't have any friends. Because when you speak the truth, all your friends, all your frenemies, really, all your pretend friends walk away. They leave. Because the truth hurts. When somebody has a Jezebel spirit and you start talking about the Jezebel spirit, they got to run. They got to hide. That's a fact. That's a fact, Jack. Anybody trying to usurp authority has a Jezebel spirit. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Doesn't matter who it is. It's obvious.